101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio, Taryn in studio with another community spotlight. And today I'm joined by members from the New York City Ballet in Truckee. Indiana Woodward, you've heard her name before. She has been here so many times.
Yep, so many times. I love it here. It's one of my favorite places.
Daniel, you're also from the New York City Ballet. What is your last name again? I'm
sorry. Ulbrich. It's okay. Ulbrich. Yeah, this is my second time to Tahoe area. So.
Oh, awesome. Well, welcome. What do you think?
You know what? I'm happy to be back. And while we're doing something really special here, it's nice to come back to a community that's so warm and welcoming for us. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I also want to introduce Taylor Stanley. And Taylor, also from the New York City Ballet. So how long have you been with the ballet, Taylor?
I've been with New York City Ballet since 2009.
Wow.
And this is my third year in Lake Tahoe.
Awesome. So it's your third year doing the festival?
Yes.
So you can see the pictures of these beautiful people, too, on LakeTahoeDanceCollective.org. Indiana, you started a long time ago with the ballet as well.
Yep, 2012. So 14 years, I believe. And I've been coming to Tahoe, I honestly don't remember how many years, but I will keep coming back as long as everybody will have me because I love hiking, jumping in the lake at any moment. Yes. It's the best.
Yeah, it really is.
And the people are great.
They are. Yeah. It is a very welcoming community. All right, so let's talk about what's going on. This dance collective festival is so much fun. Now, tonight is the opening night benefit gala. You guys are going to be in Incline. It's sold out.
Woo!
Y'all.
Yes.
It is sold
out. We love that.
Which is a wonderful, wonderful thing. But you can still get tickets for Kings Beach Community Night. And let's talk a little bit about that and how that's a little bit different than the performance that's happening tonight.
I believe the tickets are a little bit cheaper. And so it's more affordable for the community. Something that's really great about Kristen and the Lake Tahoe Dance Collective is that she doesn't turn anybody away from her studio. And that's something I always really like to highlight because I think it's really important in the arts to give back and to bring community together. So this community performance will feature all of us dancers coming from outside of Tahoe, but also featuring a lot of the students, and they're really great pieces. And
I would just say also, because we're outdoors, it allows people who are walking along the beach or driving to look. And you know what? It kind of makes people stop and stare and kind of get curious, and it really engages people. So having it outdoors, opposed to what we're used to indoors in New York City in a major theater, I think just opens up the experience for people and then kind of creates this curiosity. And then they end up inevitably sitting down and watching one or two of the pieces. And I think that's one of the neat things about kind of this special environment here.
Yeah, we want to make it approachable to everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, we want everybody to come and experience this beautiful art form. And I think that being outside and at this community performance, it really helps, like Daniel says, when they walk by. They're like, oh, wait, I've never seen this. And so they come and sit, and it's a really wonderful time.
Yeah, and a great experience, too.
Yeah.
And so, Taylor, you're used to being inside theater. How is this different for you? It doesn't make your performance different, but does it make the vibe a little bit different being outdoors?
It definitely changes the vibe. I think being able to perform amongst nature and by the water, by the beach, amongst the trees, by the lake, I think it creates a different feeling inside where you're sort of dancing as one with the environment that surrounds you rather than being in a theater where you have lights shining on you and you have an audience in front of you that's kind of like pitch black and you're performing sort of into darkness. There's natural light that surrounds you in these spaces here in Lake Tahoe. And I think it's just a one of a kind experience for sure.
That was beautiful, Taylor. That was
Thank you.
And we get to see all the faces of the audience. I love that too. Yeah. All the kids like running around and
it's a very intimate experience.
Yeah, it's so nice.
For sure.
Absolutely. So tomorrow, Kings Beach Community Night and Tahoe City Community Night on Thursday. Those will be similar performances.
Yes.
And then we have the closing night gala, which will be a little bit different as well. Can you talk about that on Friday?
We usually start there in that park. This year it's a little switched around. So we're kind of going in reverse order.
So that is the difference, actually. Yeah, you're right. We usually start there. So it's amongst the trees and it's right next to that beautiful museum.
Yep.
Gatekeepers.
Yeah. And so we get to perform like really right in Tahoe City, which is where I think it all started. So it's very special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it is. So you can purchase your tickets now. Go to LakeTahoeDanceCollective.org. And congrats for selling out tonight. That's Ooh. Wonderful.
Thank you. Yes.
Big congratulations to Kristen and hugs to her. She's done so much with this. Yep. And I learned about the last time I had talked to her, how she started this all with like five dancers and $500.
So you know? Special.
Mm. Yeah.
It's She's grown amazing.
So much.
Yeah. It's a beautiful performance. So we are so thrilled to have you professionals back here from the New York City Ballet. So we really, really appreciate it. And thank you for coming in.
Yeah, we're really so excited to see you there, too.
Yeah. Come see our show.
Anything else to add in?
Bring your chairs. Bring your lawn chairs.
Yes.
Bring a nice blanket. Cozy. Yeah, a nice cozy
or
sweater.
Or if you want to bring your swimsuit. You can just jump in the lake with us afterwards because we go right after the show, always.
You jump in the lake after the show?
Yeah, to get a little cold plunge.
It's the best part.
Dive with the dancers.
Dive with the dancers.
Dive with the dancers. I feel a benefit.
Of course,
Leo.
That's a Daniel hashtag. Yes.
Dive with the dancers. Thank you so much, Indiana Woodford, Daniel Ulbrich, and Taylor Stanley. Thank you so much for coming into the studio. We really appreciate it. Have a blast out there this week, and have an awesome time opening night tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. You can listen to this in its entirety at TruckeeTahoeRadio.com on demand, or you can go to Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider and just search KTKE. Back to our regularly scheduled program, 101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio.